Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a roller style shuffle bass groove in Ableton Live 12 for old school jungle and dark DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're not trying to make a huge modern sound design monster. We're going for something more musical, more hypnotic, and more classic. A bass line that rolls under the breaks, feels a little ghostly, and keeps the track moving without stealing the whole show. The big idea here is motion inside repetition. That is such a classic jungle and roller thing. The bass does not need to be constantly changing notes every bar. Instead, the movement comes from timing, filter automation, distortion changes, note length, and then resampling that performance into audio so it starts to feel like part of a finished record. So let's build it from the ground up. Start by opening a new live set and setting the tempo to around 172 BPM. That sits right in that beginner-friendly DNB zone and gives you enough speed for the groove to feel urgent without becoming messy. Now set up your basic track layout. You want one drum track, either a drum rock or an audio breakbeat loop. You want one MIDI track for bass. And if you want, you can add one extra track for atmosphere or a small stab, but keep it simple for now. The bass should work with the drums, not compete with them. For the drums, think old school style. A kick with a strong downbeat, a snare on 2 and 4, and then some light hats or break edits for movement. If you already have a chopped break, great. If not, just start with a simple kick and snare pattern and build from there. Next, build a basic bass patch using stock Ableton devices. For beginners, Waveatable is a really nice starting point because it gives you a lot of tone shaping power without getting too complicated. Analog or operator can also work, but let's keep this first patch easy to control. Start with a saw or square wave. If you use two oscillators, detune them slightly, but don't go too wide yet. Then use a low-pass filter so we can shape the brightness. Keep the envelope fairly short, especially if you want that plucky roller feel. We want the bass to hit, move, and get out of the way. After the instrument, add saturator. Give it a little drive, maybe somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. This is a great way to add grit and weight without blowing up the level. Then add EQ8. Cut a necessary sub-mod below about 25 to 35 Hz, and if the bass gets boxy, gently reduce some energy around 100e to 350 Hz. Keep the patch simple. You are not trying to make it perfect yet. You're building something that can be animated. Now write a very simple MIDI phrase. For roller bass, less is often more. Make a 1-bar or 2-bar clip with just a few notes. Think in phrases, not loops. Even if the loop repeats, it should feel like it has a question and an answer. A good starting idea is one note on beat 1, another note on an offbeat, and a short answer note near the end of the bar. Keep the notes low, usually somewhere in the C1 to G1 area, unless the patch gets too muddy there. If it does, transpose up a little and let a separate sub handle the lowest frequencies. Now pay attention to note length. Shorter notes create movement. Longer notes can make the line feel more legato and heavy. For this kind of shuffle bass, a mix of both can work well. And don't quantize everything too hard. A little human timing is your friend here. Some notes can be right on the grid, some a little late, and some slightly shorter than others. You can also use velocity to help shape the feel. Maybe make the offbeat notes a touch softer, or a touch stronger if you want more push. The exact choice depends on the groove you want, but the important thing is that velocity should support the rhythm. Now let's add groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing setting. You don't want anything exaggerated. For jungle and old school D&B, the shuffle should feel natural, not cartoonish. You can also manually push a few bass notes a tiny bit late, maybe around 5 to 15 milliseconds in feel. That can help the bass sit behind the drums and feel a little grittier and more laid back. This is important. The drums should stay fairly stable. If everything is swinging too much, the groove gets blurry. The contrast between tight drums and slightly loose bass is what gives this style its bounce. Now we get into the main technique, automation-first thinking. Instead of making the bass interesting by writing more notes, we'll make it interesting by moving the sound itself. This is where Ableton Live really shines. Create automation lanes for things like filter cutoff, filter resonance, saturator drive, and if you are using Waveatable, maybe Waveatable position too. You can also use a tiny bit of reverb or delay, but be careful. For this style, less is usually better. The bass should stay dry and direct most of the time. Try simple automation moves first. Open the filter slightly on the last note of the bar. Close it again on the downbeat. Add a little extra drive before a fill. Push resonance just enough to give the sound a more vocal, gnarly edge without making it whistle. These are small moves, but in DNB, small moves can feel huge because the tempo is so fast. A really useful beginner range is to move the cutoff from somewhere around 150 to 400 HE up toward 800 HC or even 2K HC, depending on the patch. Keep drive changes modest, maybe 1 to 4 dB. The goal is not to transform the patch into a different sound every beat. The goal is to make the phrase breathe. If you are working in arrangement view, automation is easy to see across the whole tune. If you are still building the loop, clip view works fine too. The main idea is that you are deciding the emotional movement before you print anything to Audino. At this stage, it can help to split the bass into two roles. Keep the sub separate from the mid bass if you can. For the sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Do not overdrive it. That sub is the foundation. For the mid bass, use your wave-eatable patch, or later, a resampled texture. High pass at around 80 to 120 HC so it doesn't fight the sub. This split makes the low end much cleaner, especially at 172 BPM where kick and bass can easily get muddy if they're all living on the same track. Always check your bass in mono. If the sound falls apart, that is a sign that the low end is too wide or too dependent on stereo effects. Keep the sub narrow and the character in the mids. Now for one of the most important steps, resampling. Create a new Audino track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then play back your MIDI bass with the automation moving. Record at least 4 bars. If you want more variation, record 8 bars. This is where the sound starts feeling like a real performance instead of a loop. When you listen back, pay attention to the little accidents. Maybe the distortion spike sounds cool. Maybe a cutoff move creates a great shape. Maybe one note lands perfectly against the snare. These are the moments you want to keep. Once the Audino is printed, start editing it like a real phrase. Duplicate the best 1-bar or 2-bar moments. Trim silence. Consolidate useful sections. Maybe reverse a tiny tail if it adds tension. Maybe slice one hit if you want a fill. This is where a lot of the classic jungle process comes in, because you are turning a controllable synth part into a printed, arranged object. Now place that resampled bass against the drums. This is where the roller really comes alive. A strong bass line in this style usually feels like call and response with the break. Try making bars 1 and 2 your main loop, then give bar 3 the slightly stripped down version, and bar 4 a small fill or variation. Then repeat with tiny changes. You can use break edits or hats to fill the gaps in the bass rhythm. Maybe the bass lands just after the snare. Maybe there is a little half-beat dropout before the next phrase. That behind-the-beat feeling is part of what makes this style feel heavy without sounding rushed. If you have a chopped break, let the bass and drums breathe around each other. The bass should not occupy every moment. Sometimes the strongest move is to leave space. Now edit the audio a little more. Tighten the front of notes if needed. Use fades if there are noisy edges. Use clip gain to level any hits that jump out too much. If one bar is clearly stronger than the others, loop that. If one note is getting in the way, mute it every few bars. Small edits like this can make the whole loop feel more intentional. If the resampled sound got harsh, use EQ8 to tame the upper edge. Cut a little around 2 to 5 kHC if needed. Keep the body of the bass intact if that is where the groove lives. If the sub is handled elsewhere, you can high-pass the resampled track more aggressively. The point is to keep it powerful but listenable. Then arrange it like an actual DNB drop. A simple beginner arrangement could be an intro with drums and atmosphere, then a build with filtered bass hints, then a drop with a full roller bass and breaks, then a switch up where you remove one bass note or mute the sub for half a bar, then a second drop with a stronger variation. Think in sections. Think in energy. For example, the first drop can be filtered and restrained. The second drop can be more open and more distorted. Or you can use a chopped resampled version for the later section to make it feel like the tune is evolving. A really good rule for the style is to use small changes with strong intention. Don't overcomplicate the bass line. Let the rhythm and automation do the work. Here are a few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the bass too wide. The low end needs to stay focused and mono. Second, don't automate everything. Choose a few important parameters and make them count. Cutoff and drive are often enough to start. Third, don't keep too much sub on the same track as the distorted mid. If you can, split them. Fourth, don't quantize the groove too hard. Some looseness is part of the vibe. Fifth, don't make the bass line too busy. Rollers often feel stronger when they are simpler. And finally, don't resample too early. Get the groove working first, then print it. A few pro style tips for darker DNB, Small filter moves often sound heavier than big sweeps, a little saturation can make the bass feel louder without adding volume, and tiny note shifts behind the beat can make the whole thing feel grimier and more human. Also, dirty the mids, keep the sub clean. That balance is crucial. If you want a quick practice challenge, set the tempo to 172 BPM, make a one-bar bass clip with just 3 to 5 notes, add wave-eatable or analog plus saturator and EQ8. Automate the filter and drive, duplicate it to 4 bars with 1 tiny variation each bar, resample it, then chop out the best 1-bar phrase and test it under a breakbeat. If it still feels strong in mono and at low volume, you're in a really good place. So to recap, build the roller around groove, not complexity. Use automation first thinking. Keep the sub clean and mono. Resample to commit to the sound and speed up your arrangement. And remember that in old school jungle and dark DNB, the magic is usually in small changes done with real intention.